every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show, the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the sports world, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Guys, football season isn't around the corner. It is here. Today is officially July 30th, and tomorrow we will have our first preseason NFL game, week one of four, as the Los Angeles Chargers take on the Detroit Lions. I am not only hyped up for this matchup specifically, but just hyped up that, you know, we get to sit in front of our TV screens and watch some football. I cannot wait. Obviously, the preseasons, you have your opinions about that, whatever and whatnot, but I'm super excited. In other sports news, ESPN just fired and cut ties with Shannon Sharp. He will be no longer on our screens for the, you know, to come, I guess. Less than 2 weeks after he settled a lawsuit with his ex-girlfriend, who had accused him of some things. And so that was an interesting kind of controversial thing surrounding Mr. Sharp. But again, they settled that lawsuit, and now he is no longer with ESPN. This is a curious, interesting move for ESPN to do. Obviously, Shannon is a big part of their brand, of what they are. But hey, everyone's replaceable, and I get including Shannon Sharp. So we shall see. Well, strap in, folks. We've got an exciting show. A little bit of a different conversation we're having today with one of our guests coming up after the break. We're going to talk about the equestrian world, the world of horses, and everything you need to know in and out of that. So I'm very excited for this conversation. It's going to be a good one. Stay tuned. More BTS coming your way right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Up next.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Podcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to welcome in an author and a very accomplished equestrian rider in the world of that sport, Christina Keim. Christina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
Doing so good. I have to say, when I read a little bit about your book, it kind of brought me back to a moment where I was in college at Southern Methodist University, and I was doing a deep dive on the equestrian team there. And the Dallas Equestrian Center does a lot of these specializations when it comes to horses after their big careers, and they, you know, take care of them, and then the riders on the equestrian team at the collegiate level get to ride those horses, and then in turn they still kind of take care of them and maintain them, which is a little bit of what your book kind of touches on, a little bit of the lesser known truths about that whole world. But I want to start a little bit about Christina. Who is Christina? How did you get into the world of horses and equestrian, and how did you kind of stumble upon writing this specific book?
Well, like so many equestrians, I've just loved horses since I was a little girl. I mean, I remember nursery school begging to be around horses, and I'm from the most non-horsey family you could possibly imagine. So, I don't know where it came from, but, my parents were kind enough to sign me up for summer camp, and that was the end of that. So I've just been involved with horses ever since. And, you know, I got interested in the past few years about how the horse's role in modern America has really evolved, right? He used to be this beast of burden, and now, you know, people obviously use horses for recreation, but a lot of people just simply like to be around them and find their presence really soothing. So I got really interested in that idea. And then when I started to dig into it, it raised a lot of really interesting questions about how that kind of relationship impacts how we take care of animals like these horses.
I love that. And it's something that I think definitely should be more talked about. And we're going to dive all into that later on in the episode. But I want to get your thoughts on equestrian as a whole and as a sport. Obviously, in America, the love for horses has tremendously grown, but the sport of equestrian is something that's a little bit of a niche. What would you say to people that are curious about the sport? What's really good about the sport, and what are some things people should really look out for?
I think that there's a lot of different ways to be involved with horses, and there's a lot of different types of equestrian sport, and depending on where you live in the country, different sports are more common or more popular. There's a lot of people who are working to make access to equestrian sports as accessible as possible. I mean, I'm not going to deny that there is an expense associated with horses and being around horses, but there are some really amazing programs helping to connect youth and the horse interested people out there with opportunities to try it out, to spend time being around the horses, and to really determine if this is something they want to pursue more fully. All I can say is if there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, and you've touched on this a little bit, but what was really the moment that pushed you to write this book about the lesser known troops in the horse world?
Well, you know, I've been immersed in everything horse-related for so many years, and I started to read things online about these kind of low-end auctions, and you would see people who were trying to sometimes rehome a horse, you know, a horse they couldn't keep for some reason, and a lot of times the horses were older or not in great health, and they were the kind of horses that they were going to take a lot of love and care and investment of resources to get healthy. In other words, not the kind of horse that just anybody's going to want to take in. And so I started to get into this place of wondering what was true, what was rumor, what was just urban legend. And as I started to look for resources, I realized there really wasn't one comprehensive source, one place you could go, one definitive set of answers that I felt was researched and supported by evidence from people who were really working within this realm.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of brings me to my next question. You touched on kind of what is urban legend, what is not. In Unwanted, the title of your book, you write that any horse could become unwanted at any given time, essentially. How often do racing horses fall into that category once their career ends?
That's a hard question to define. We know there's probably somewhere on order of about 20,000 horses every year that are ending up in livestock auctions and in situations where maybe the outcome isn't going to be a loving, caring home. So that at least gives us a ballpark figure. But the reality is that even the most caring, loving owner can sometimes have horrible things happen in their lives, right? They lose a job, they suffer an accident, they have an acute medical event, and all of a sudden they just don't have the resources to take care of that horse anymore. And if they don't know where to turn for help, things can get tough real quick. So some of the horses that find themselves unwanted, it's not that they're truly unwanted, but the owner recognizes, hopefully recognizes in most cases, that they can't care for that animal anymore and need to find a new place for that horse to go, and quickly.
Right. Hopefully they would recognize that. But I want to shift gears and unpack how the racing industry contributes to the overbreeding, kind of the selection bias and discard culture. You talk a little bit about in your book the dark side of breeding and business. Give me kind of a generic overview on your in-depth analysis, your research, and your thoughts on that side of the business.
Sure. I mean, racing is a unique niche in horse sports, right? And I think everybody loves to watch the Kentucky Derby or the Breeders' Cup, some of these really prominent races, and see these amazing equine athletes in action. I will say, I think in many ways, the thoroughbred racing industry has actually become a model of success in how we can change our way of thinking about these animals. I was a huge racing fan as a kid. I grew up near Saratoga Racetrack in upstate New York and spent a lot of time at the track. And you know, in that era, in the 80s and into the early 90s, there was a bit of a throwaway attitude about these horses. You know, the horses would run until they couldn't run anymore, and then you just got rid of them, right? You sent them away, you sent them to auction, and there wasn't a lot of concern about where they ended up. But fans started to speak up, and fans started to say, you know what, we care about what happened to these animals after the track. So Thoroughbred Racing really had kind of a PR problem, and they started to think about things a little differently. And we saw a number of different nonprofit organizations and other groups begin to coalesce that would help these thoroughbreds. So as they were getting to the stage where it was time for them to retire from racing, these groups would step in and they would help to train them to do a more traditional riding type job, or they would help rehabilitate them if they had a minor injury or something that was going to, you know, end their racing career, but not necessarily mean that they couldn't recover and have a good life afterwards. And now in the racing industry, we call it aftercare. Aftercare is the norm, and it's the expectation that these connections for the horses, they think ahead and they plan ahead. So is there still work to be done? Absolutely, of course. And some resources do fall through the cracks. But I think there's really been a cultural change in that way of thinking. And I think, honestly, it's a model that other aspects of the horse world could learn something from.
I think at the bottom line, it just comes down to education, right? Education on how to care, for education sure. on how to treat, and education on what comes after. It's just like a regular athlete when how you do recovery and how you have to take care of your body post and during your career at that high of a level. Well, stay right there, Christina. We're going to dive in more to the horse world and the equestrian world right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is BTS.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. you could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Want to get Christina right back in here and dive right back into the world of equestrian and horses. Before the break, Christina, we were talking about kind of education, some of the things that are resources that are being put in place to combat the issue, but I was curious to see your thoughts on if there and how are there systemic policies or systematic policies in racing that incentivize treating horses as, you know, disposable commodities.
Well, I think that the idea of aftercare has really been embraced. A lot of thoroughbred racing rules. We have the Jockey Club, which is sort of the overarching organization. It's the registry for all of the racing thoroughbreds in North America. And then each state has its own racing commission. And there are states where if it's found that someone directly connected to one of these thoroughbreds takes them to an auction or another less than ideal situation, they can literally lose their racing license. They can lose their way of making a livelihood. So the idea that these regulations are in place is kind of an intriguing one. I can't say that I am intimately familiar with every single state's rules around that, but I know New York, for example, has really been a leader in this issue.
If you could make one change in racing policy or possibly add to it, what would that be?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think we do still have some horses that fall through the cracks. Racing has worked really hard, and there is an overarching rule regarding, you know, medication use in racing. So sometimes, just as in many athletic sports, and I do not profess to be the expert that you are in a lot of the human sports, but, we're always looking to try to boost that performance, get that competitive edge, whatever it is that we want, to help us push to that next level. And so those kinds of things happen in racing as well. But of course, we're talking about an animal that doesn't have a way to say, no, thank you. No, I don't want to be given that medication or that kind of thing. So I think we have more work to do in that area. You know, as soon as you put a rule in or a law, people like to find ways around it, right? So I think continuing to just ensure that racing sport is as clean as it possibly can be, and those athletes, both the human and the equine, are being treated with fairness.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the idea of finding those loopholes and people finding ways around it. Obviously, it's of the utmost importance to kind of patch up those holes in order to have things pretty streamlined and easy. I want to zoom back out for a second and look at the racing world, the equestrian world as a whole, and kind of shift to a little bit of a positive note and just simply ask, what are some of your favorite equestrian events, racing events that involve horses and racing? I know we mentioned Kentucky Derby earlier. That's obviously the more popular event. But in your opinion, what are some of your favorites?
Well, again, I'm a New York girl. I grew up in New York State. I do love the Saratoga racing season. It's short and sweet, and it's really got so much history and so much tradition. So you can't knock a nice day at the Saratoga track. That's definitely one of my favorite places to be. As they say, it's the August place to be. So
I love that. I love that. I need to personally that's put that on my sports events list, because that just sounds so much fun. But I'm also curious to get your thoughts on people that don't know anything about equestrian or racing in general. What would you say to fans of other sports trying to dive into this world?
Well, don't be afraid to ask questions. And at the end of the day, I think you can appreciate the horse for the athlete he is. If you value good athletic performance, I mean, the reason we use the word horsepower, right, when we talk about engines and that kind of thing, it comes from these animals. And so when you know, if you're standing at the rail at the racetrack and you hear the horses coming, you feel the horses coming, right? You can literally feel the power of their energy in your own body as they come down the rail. There really isn't anything quite like it. And I don't think you have to be a horse lover or know anything about horses to realize that you're in the presence of true athletic performance.
I definitely agree with that. And I think that, again, just goes back to being educated, right? Education on everything it is to be and be around the world. I'm curious, though, what is one story from your travels that truly stuck with you? Maybe a horse, specifically, speaking of athletes, maybe a horse that embodied this entire crisis that you speak of in your book.
Wow. One horse. You know, I think if I could spin that a little bit, what I'd love to do is tell you about a human who was inspired by a horse. There was a woman I spoke with who is an alumna of the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation's Second Chances program. So she'll be the first to tell you she made some really bad choices as a young adult, found herself incarcerated in Florida, continued to make a few bad choices there, and then realized she really needed to turn her life around. And she became part of the Thoroughbred Second Chances program, which is a vocational training program. These are retired thoroughbreds who are living on or adjacent to prisons in various states. She enrolled in this program, and she had absolutely no experience with horses, none, had never been around them, liked the animals, you know. But she went and spent time with these horses, and she told me that it brought her back to herself. It reminded her that she could be a whole human being again. And she talked about one horse in particular, this retired thoroughbred, you know, no significant racing record. He was nearing the end of his life, and she took care of him every single day, and he was kind of a grumpy fellow, didn't love to be handled, and through her patience, she was able to make a real connection with this horse. And when the time came for him to be put down, to be transitioned into his next stage, if you will, she stayed with him. And she said it was a really profound moment where she realized that, you know, change is inevitable. We all evolve, and that she was going to be okay despite all of these things that happened. And this was just a really basic connection of one being to another, you know, and I found it a really powerful story.
That right there is why I think the equestrian world is so special. The relationship between the athletes, the athlete being the human, and then the athlete being the horse, that companionship that you have, then competing at a high level, whether it's at the collegiate or professional or whatever you're doing, is just beautiful. The fact that you can kind of breed that connection between a human and an animal is just amazing to me. And I think that's what brings fans. That's the buy-in of fans a little bit. I want to talk more about your book and get your thoughts on some of your favorite moments in the book, some of your favorite words that you shared, advice, and so on and so forth.
I think the most important thing, you know, I talk about some tough stuff in this book, and I ask equestrians, particularly to hold up a mirror and look at their own practices and their own beliefs and values when it comes to the horse. But I think more than anything, the last or the third of the book, I really took a deep dive into various programs that are reimagining what the horse can be. So, you know, horses, we think of them maybe as, you know, a racehorse or a riding horse, but horses have value just in being a horse. And there are programs doing just amazing, amazing work, partnering horses with humans who need to heal, partnering them with, you know, women like this woman I just was talking about in the Second Chances program, and finding ways to give these beings, these horses, a place to live where they can just simply be a horse. And by just being a horse, they are helping humans to find a better path forward in their own lives. And the work was really, it's truly inspiring. And the universal message is one of hope that we can absolutely find ways to ensure that horses stay safe and stay healthy throughout their entire lives if we just begin to look at things with a slightly different lens.
I love that. And then kind of a call to action, looking in the mirror. I think that it can apply in anything in our life, but looking in the mirror and realizing and figuring out your practices and making sure they're up to par. And speaking of inspiration, I think you, Christina, are inspiration to not only the world of sports that you're in, but to everyone listening right now in terms of inspiring them to maybe go watch a horse race and get into the equestrian world. I sure am after talking to you, so very excited to do all of that. I just want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your insights, Christina. We appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I love talking horses, so anytime.
Of course. Love talking horses, right from Christina Kim. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. More BTS coming your way after this.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Bringing in the one, the only, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are you?
I'm doing great. And this summer has been hot, but the sport action has been very generous with us, especially for the soccer guys. I know NFL is starting soon, and we have the club. The Club World Cup just finished, and now we have the Nations World Cup, which is one of the biggest events in history that's going to happen in America next summer. And I got to tell you, it's going to be bigger than people think it's going to be. Let me just say that.
I would have to agree with you on two things: what you just said, and the second one being it has been a hot summer, especially me being in Texas. I cannot escape the heat currently. But let's dive into some soccer news, shall we? Give me your thoughts on what's been happening with Liverpool. You know, some players have been departing. Let me hear it.
Yeah, so at the moment, Liverpool has made the biggest splash when it comes to cash in the summer window. They've already signed Kerkez, Florian Wirtz, and Frimpong, three great players, three young players with huge potential when it comes to not only performing amazing for them, but also having a very high rising, quick rising market value. At the moment, it seems like Liverpool is after Isak. For whoever doesn't watch the world of soccer, Isak is probably the best center forward in the world right now, and that's a big claim to make. The guy had an amazing year with Newcastle last year. Newcastle ended up finishing in a Champions League spot, and Luis Diaz, a Colombian star that Liverpool signed from Porto, just departed, went to Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich is the most dominant German team in the world. Leroy Sané, a winger that they had left, so they had to replace him with a big name, and Luis Diaz filled that spot. And now it seems like after Liverpool signed all those amazing players, including Eti Kite from Frankfurt, they're looking to sign an absolute monster. And to put this in perspective for whoever doesn't watch soccer, this would be the equivalence of Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Shaquille O'Neal, And you put whoever else you want in there. It's kind of like a massive monster team coming together. So kind of scary for whoever isn't a Liverpool fan.
I was just going to say, that sounds like something that I wouldn't want to play against in the world of soccer. But that is a fairly big claim that you made earlier about one of the players. But what's the ceiling for Liverpool? Obviously, the obvious is super high if they do pull off this massive monster team. But what is the ceiling?
I mean, the ceiling for them would be to win the league back-to-back, which proven in the Premier League history is not an easy thing to do. The Premier League is a very competitive league, and every time somebody wins it, it's very common for them to not stay at the top for 2 years in a row. Champions League glory is something that Liverpool is always seeking. They haven't won it in quite some time, although they had some amazing seasons. And really, really what I want to point out here is that a lot of times teams can come together beautifully when it comes to signings and players, but then it's the coach's job to get those guys to fall under the plan. Play for the team, play for each other, and ultimately succeed. We've seen it a lot of times where teams come together and there's a lot of buzz around them and they don't end up, you know, scoring big when it comes to hitting their goals. So for Liverpool next year, Champions League, Premier League title, and throw in there an FA Cup, why not?
From Liverpool to Arsenal. Let's talk about Arsenal and that team. What's been going down with them? And give me your thoughts on the team as a whole right now.
All in general, Arsenal has been a great team the past few years under Arteta. A very young and ambitious coach that was coaching, was assistant coach to Pep Guardiola, one of the most decorated coaches on the planet Earth. By the way, Pep Guardiola is a huge NBA fan. I know he's a Celtics fan, but this guy watches anything that's related to sports, really. But anyway, yeah, Arsenal's biggest, I guess, wound from last year's time would be the fact that they were missing some very important goals in their season. They just signed Victor Gyökeres, a Swedish guy coming from the Portuguese league that scored about 50 goals last season. And, you know, in the world of soccer, in the world of any sport, scoring is so, so, so important. This guy's a huge piece for them. And to be honest, Giovanna, Arteta has been one of these coaches that's been giving a lot of time to produce. He's definitely produced some really good moments for Arsenal, but he hasn't translated the good moments into titles. I feel like this is kind of his last chance. I don't see them firing him, but I feel like the crowd is going to switch. At the moment, it seems like there's a lot of excitement. At the moment, it seems like they're not even done. They're looking to sign a couple more players before the window closes. But this is a big year for Arsenal. But what was I saying earlier? Look how Liverpool is shaping up. It's not going to be easy for them. And I hope they don't get it done because I hate Arsenal. So it's going to be very entertaining to me if they don't. It's going to be very, very funny.
I was just going to say, it seems like Arsenal kind of has a go big or go home moment, and they kind of need to get it done when it comes to the world of sports. But hey, whatever team you're rooting for, Nico, I'm going to bandwagon and root for that team because I know you know what you're talking about. And I'm going to leave it at that. Well, switching from football to American football, I know this might not be a sport that you're an expert on, but I'm very, very curious. What team is Nico Beefsauce rooting for this upcoming season?
Listen, in my time in America, 15 years, for anybody that doesn't know, I was blessed to live a good amount of New England Patriots glory. If you're hating on this, I can't help you, my friends. But listen, the Patriots gave me so many great moments and truly made me a football fan. So I have to thank them. For the upcoming season, we have some interesting stories. I'll be honest. I have been watching. I love the NFL. The Lions are a team that I'm definitely going to be watching because the past 2 years, it seems like they were right there. But some way, somehow, this sport always produces big, big upsets. And I feel like, you know, 2 years ago, we saw the Lions lose it at the end. But last year, we saw the Lions kind of lose it with their hands down, hanging by their hips. So I feel like Lions are coming for glory this season. I love their coach. I love their mentality. And I really, really hope that something good happens to that team. A lot of people are making a buzz about Kansas City and the fact that they didn't win last year and they're going to make something crazy happen. I feel like, you know, motive is a huge ingredient when it comes to success. And it all kind of comes down to, are the Kansas City Chiefs motivated enough to put it all on the line again and try to prove everybody wrong? But my favorite team to watch because of their quarterback, I mean, Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, I love that team. So those are going to be the three teams that I'll be closely watching, mainly because I love the sport of NFL.
I am so glad you mentioned the Detroit Lions. Let me tell you, number one, Dan Campbell is probably one of the better coaches in the NFL organization right now. I am a huge fan of his. I am a huge fan of how he runs his team. Everything about Mr. Campbell is, I love it. I'm here for it. Then you have the best 1-2 punch running back. One of the best 1-2 punch running back duos with Jahmyr Gibbs. And I just like when you have that in the backfield and you can have the ability to put Gibbs in and then also switch gears and kind of play Montgomery, that is something really special. And the Lions have been a sleeper team a little bit in the past, but I think, you know, we're seeing prominence coming up here in the near future. And I foresee a Super Bowl in the near future for the Lions. I don't know about you. I don't know about y'all. I foresee a Super Bowl for the Lions in the near future. I would have said that about Lamar and the Ravens. I'm hoping this season is really good for them. I've been seeing some training camp footage. We look good. But Lamar needs to figure it out. You can't win MVP and not have a Super Bowl ring. We got to figure it out, Lamar.
Yeah, listen, I think that the NFL as a sport is so exciting for two reasons. Number one, there is not a million games, which is the case for the NBA and baseball and really everything else. So when you narrow it down to a few select games, the big matchups happen and everybody's watching. And number two, it's all knockout after the regular season opens. And you know, you have to perform on the night. And truly anything can happen. And these teams, they have to figure it out, because you can have an amazing regular season and that means absolutely nothing. There's no series. There's no second chances. Once you get to the knockout stage, it's either get it done or go home. And I feel like the Lions, for the past couple of years, whether the pressure got to them or whether they went in there super confident, you can fool me once, shame on you, but then you fool me twice and three times and four times, and then it's shame on me all the way around. So I feel like Dan Campbell is a very decorated coach. I don't think that if they fall short again, you know, something's got to change. Is it him? Is it the players? You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, this Lions offense specifically has had some injury problems last season, obviously with Hutchinson, and then we're getting over a little bit of a hump with the Lions, and so I think we're on the other side of the rainbow now, and hopefully we will see a beautiful 2025-2026 season from the Lions. I am really rooting for them. What are your final thoughts about the Chiefs? Because for my opinion, I kind of just like don't even pay attention to them until they do something crazy or I see a headline about Pat Mahomes or Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, big whoop. But before we go, give me your thoughts on the Chiefs.
I mean, the Chiefs are just like a very successful team. Everybody's going to hate on them. I feel like they're being hated on just like Golden State Warriors were and the Patriots and really anybody that's ever dominated. I'm not mad about anything. It's just that if you're going to keep playing and if you're going to keep putting your name out there and saying that you're the best, Patrick Mahomes, I feel like he, if anybody asks him, he for sure believes that he's the best quarterback in the world. I feel like you should keep trying to prove that. Otherwise, there's really no reason for you to be playing the sport, man. You can just like retire. I know the money's sweet, but you can make money making movies at that point. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. On the other side of the spectrum, Philadelphia Eagles. Are we flying high, or what do we think for the Eagles this season?
The Eagles are a team that everybody knows are going to be right there every single year. And I feel like the recipe for success for them is their grit. The fact that once the fans get engaged with them, their home games are absolute fire and a very fun team to watch. Although I don't love Philly fans so much, which I feel like is not an unpopular opinion. But yeah, good luck, Eagles. I hope you don't win a back-to-back. That would be a little bit boring.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I hope they don't win a back-to-back either. I'm over the back-to-back. I'm over the three-peats. Like, let's get some new team. Let's get some fresh blood. Let's make football interesting and not live by the script. Well, Nico, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Make sure you go watch Nico's or listen to Nico's show tomorrow, First Touch. Actually, on Fridays, I believe. Well, more BTS after this break. We're wrapping up the show. Stay tuned.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today on BTS. Huge thanks to our guests for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely won't find in a box score. Before we go, we've been talking about NFL. We've been talking about the ramp up of the season, and I would be remiss if I did not mention what's been going down at training camp. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but this training camp has felt like it's been just injuries, it's been fights, it's been fans screaming at Jerry Jones to pay Micah. We have a bunch of holdouts going on. And speaking of holdouts, there's three that are standouts that are kind of the main ones. Obviously, the Micah Parsons situation. I do think the Cowboys are going to pay him. I think they just like waiting. And I also think Micah is standing his ground. He is not going to let the Cowboys underpay him, which, you know, I have to give him my respects on that. I get what he's putting down. Trey Hendrickson, he was holding out from Bengals training camp, but he is now at training camp. Mind you, I mean, this guy is an absolute savage. He is incredible when it comes to sacks, and he's a really key part of the Bengals, but he's been holding out. Now he's folding in because he's at training camp with the Bengals now. So it's going to be interesting. He's not practicing. He's still in street clothes. He's been on the sidelines, but he's there. That's all we can, you know, he's there. That's what we can expect. Then you have Scary Terry out of the Commanders, 2-time Pro Bowler. I mean, come on, guys. We got to pay the man. We got to do it. Well, again, thanks so much for pulling back the curtain and going with us on this ride. We'll be right back here next Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. You can follow the show on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. I just posted a whole video about my training camp
biggest moments. A big thank you to our guest again. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sports.